Do you like stories about serial killers? What about psychics? How about a psychic serial killer with a conscience wiping out the filth of society?
Yeah!
If you thought Dexter was a great show that went soft in its final seasons, these are the books for you. Introducing The Jericho Files, written by an old infantry grunt who has seen evil firsthand and digested it into grade-A gore porn with five-star reviews all around. Click on the link tree in the Meat Gazer box and buy your copies today on Amazon, you filthy, dirty riggers.
What's up, you renegade riggers? Terrence Pop, Redonkulous.com. Bad Pop showed up today, but I have excellent news for you. We have asked for your stories and your philosophies on life, and you've actually sent some in. You guys have helped put more lives saved on this counter, winning. But it's not enough. I love the stories so much, they're comedy gold. Send more. In fact, this is the first pop culture based off of one of your stories. This one is for Lee. You are an awesome motherfucker, and now you're gonna hear your words coming out of my mouth. Winning. But regardless, I just want to thank everyone out there for sending in your stories and supporting the show. Episodes like this are my reward to you. So pour yourself the menagerie. I have my herbal tea with a couple shots of Cut My Balls in it, and let us begin. Yeah, like I said, today's episode comes from Lee and his rules for long-term relationships. More specifically, which women to disqualify for long-term relationships. But before we dive into this, we're going to narrow the parameters about the women we're talking about. Because, and trust me, I have a whole inbox full of hate mail telling me this. Not all women are like that. Yeah. Cry me a fucking river. So, to be fair, I am gonna do my impression of the type of women we're talking about. Are you guys ready for this? God damn it, I think it got in my mouth. And unlike the women we're talking about, it's not a good thing. She's a whore, yes, a whore, a lass of myth and lore. All right, I'm going to tell you right now, my favorite thing about this list of disqualifiers is they rhyme. Number one, if she has a Y chromosome, send her home. I shouldn't have to say, I'm not gay, and I don't want to play, so go away. And that goes double for the Bud Light bitch, you know who I'm talking about. Number two, if she is betrothed, you dare not look at her unclothed. You throw down with another man's wife, chances are you can lose your life. I don't care if she let you put it in her butt. This is one of the fastest ways you can collect your JFK haircut. Now, could this happen by accident? Yes, but that's a subject I refuse to address. Number three, if she is a smoker, don't you poke her. With an oral fixation like that, she is way better off being a choker. You don't have to listen to me, after all, I am just a professional joker. Some women smoke to lose weight, but if they want to go out with me, they're not getting a date. I don't know about you guys, but I'd rather look like Pee Wee Herman and then go bang the full German. Now let's be honest, I can shut my eyes a hell of a lot longer than I can hold my breath, Screen 5. Number four, if she smokes weed, she's baked her season. Lee, you are one hell of a genius fornicator, and this drink is for you, man. I don't know if you know this, but women are born with a finite amount of eggs. And that's why when they get around 30, they spread their legs and start to bangs. But if she's been smoking weed, especially inside, she has clam-baked those eggs until they're deep-fried. Screen five. We're rhyming like Eminem up here. Give me a beer, because I'm not queer. Number five, if her body is one big tattoo, that's a woman you dare not screw. Women with tattoos, they have way too many daddy issues. So take my advice and eschew. Stay home by yourself with a bottle of lotion and some tissues. When in doubt, just crank one out. You know what I'm talking about. Always attend a date with post-nut clarity. Otherwise, your next date will be nothing but a parody.
He's right.
Number six, if she has heavily pierced skin, that is a woman you do not want to go in. She is spending hours and money to be in pain. With a woman like that, you have nothing to gain. Because quite frankly, she's insane. I won't judge a woman for having a piercing or a tattoo here and there. But if they're everywhere, I got news for you. I don't care. And I have this to share. Space Ghost is on over there.
Wow, that's good. Moltar, make a note of that.
No.
Come on.
I'm busy.
Lucky number seven. Never take a chance with a woman who has implants. Sure, I'm a dude. I get it. And we all love big titties. But if they're fake, leave her for the boxed wine and kitties. Ladies, this is just like makeup, and we can all see your plan. You look nothing like your pictures, but you still want that real man. Screen five. You will put your hand on the stack of Bibles and swear you're on the level. But your social media and TikTok prove you work for the devil. Winning? No.
Stop. Don't touch me there.
Number eight, if she's a lush, don't you dare catch a crush. You know what's nice? Having hair under your cap. You want to know what's not nice? A bunch of vomit in your lap. Now, I have to admit, when it comes to booze, I am not the man to point a finger. But the stench of rank pussy and drunk vomit, it really tends to linger.
That's disgusting!
And don't worry, ladies. I've been there. I'll sympathize. I'll hold your hair back. But when it's over, trust me, you're gonna let me hit that crack. Number 10, and I think we're gonna get banned for this one. If she's a hooer, run for the doer. And don't let that door hit you where God split you. Now, this next statement comes from the Gospel of Lee, the American version. You have an 83% chance of making it to 5 years if she's a virgin. Good luck. No hymen, no diamond. Well, that escalated quickly. But this drops to 60% with one partner and as low as 30% after five partners. So listen to me as I give you the following charter. When she asks for your phone number, don't you dare barter. And why? She's got a worn out slot C that is actually a farter.
I want that wall crawling arachnid prosecuted.
Number 11 goes without saying. She has an STD. She's not for me. Now, not all STDs rhyme with diarrhea. But if you're leaking white pus from the end of your little head, you probably got gonorrhea. No. Now, I don't have to tell you this, dudes, but ladies like this are an automatic wave off. And some of these diseases need something a hell of a lot more powerful than penicillin to stave off. So if you want to avoid a living hell, please, gentlemen, pay attention to the downstairs smell. Number 12. She's got a weave. It's your time to leave. Now I know I might be the wrong color to make this observation, but if you can't wash your hair, sooner or later you're gonna smell worse than urination. This goes double for ladies with dreadlocks. I put a pox on your locks and the tower of diseased cocks. Screen five.
Oh, that's not right. No.
Number 13. If she has debts, take off and leave her with absolutely no regrets. I got news for you, ladies, and don't take this hard. Men are more than a penis-shaped ATM card. So don't cry to me about your debt like a bard. Especially if you're a size 18, and it might be average, but we all know you're full of lard. Now, dudes, this might sound funny, but keep your power and keep your money.
In case I don't see ya, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Number 14, if she's a dunce, leave at once, because quite frankly, she thinks like a cunt. I don't care how nice it is between her thighs. In current year, if you believe in the wage gap, you are anything but wise. No amount of makeup ever covered up stupid. And no amount of sex ever covered the stench of putrid.
Hey, this place smells like shit.
Number 15, if she's a cutter, well, she's a nutter. And she's probably got no rudder and lives in a room full of clutter. Speaking from experience, this is a huge red flag. So screw this harpy, fly to England and go light up a British cigarette. What, you thought I was gonna say the word that rhymes with stag? Nope, instead I'm gonna go watch me some Space Ghost and possibly play a game of Capture the Flag. But, ladies, grab your tissues, because this screams mommy issues. Just like the piercings and tattoos. Don't get mad because it's true, and no, I'm not walking a mile in your shoes. I'm just a dude, and I don't mean to be rude, but it is my attitude.
Dude law.
16, if she's a hoarder, you better run for the border. This is one of the best ways to tell if a modern woman is an epic fail. Instead of working on herself, she medicates with retail. And don't forget the huge gains they're making in binge drinking. All of that alcohol you're drinking explains why your snatch be stinking.
Wash they pussy in the sink.
No one wants to be buried under an avalanche of filth, right? So save yourself some trouble, never stay the night. If you go to the house of a hooer and you can't see the floor, you should probably run for the doer. And that right there is a Texas size 10 fewer. Number 17, it's usually the age women try this, and that joke made me feel dirty and need to take a shower. If her coat hangers are bent out of shape, do not hesitate to make your escape. That is code talk for smorshin. Yeah.
What the hell did you just say?
If you were stupid and stayed just to get laid, don't be shocked when she goes to the closet and performs her own Roe v. Wade.
How dare you?
Let's be clear. If a woman can willfully kill a child, she is beyond redemption and she's living a little wild. If you're dumb enough to marry this woman, she will never love your kids. In fact, as a betting man, they will mysteriously die of SIDS. Screen 5. If what I said made you a little red, I don't really care because at the end, children are dead. Here at Redonkulous, we have a fan who calls himself Dinocide. But when you look at numbers like these, all I can think about is genocide.
Ever killed anybody?
Not yet, no, but I've always wanted to.
18, the age of majority. If she is bipolar, don't you dare try to console her. And that is how you get accused of crimes you never committed. Just like Johnny Depp. He went to bed and found it all shitted, and then shortly after, he was acquitted. I'm sure one day these ladies will find themselves drinking boxed wine with a cat, but in the meantime, you have to dodge a baseball bat. Or, if you don't compliment her hair, she just might hit you with a chair. These women love to flip their script, and I promise you this, it's not a blip. So when you meet ladies like this, button your lip, otherwise you're going down with the ship. Or worse yet, the kitty between her thighs is going to screech some bitter lies. Which brings us to number 19. If she's a narcissist, probably not going to be missed. Don't get me wrong. Crazy Slot C is the best, because they'll let you play with their chest and do whatever you want with the rest. But at the end of the day, when the shagging is done, she will turn around and destroy you just for fun. And because reality is going to mix with fantasy, things are gonna get a little hazy. But make no mistake, this bitch is fucking crazy. Now I know, you love that ass, right? But don't you dare let her gaslight. Because even if you're right, she will never let you win that fight. So, nighty-night, turn off the light.
Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Number 20, and this one is for all the white knights out there. These bitches are not worth the stitches. They hide the crazy for up to 2 years. It is a long con. But screwing crazy is kind of like screwing a light socket and hoping the power's not on. Now don't get me wrong, these ladies are incredible in the sack. But sooner or later, you will not have enough room for another knife in your back. Now not all ladies are crazy bitches, that's not what I'm saying. But it's a vocal minority that makes my hair go graying. Unfortunately, these ladies are on every freaking podcast. But men are telling them to fuck off, so I guess nice guys are not the only ones who are gonna finish last.
Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. What a load of crap.
21! Now this list is old enough to drink, just like me. If she's a can't understand normal thinker, cut hook, line, and sinker. Do yourself a favor and jump on the earliest flight, because life with this woman will be nothing but an endless fight. It doesn't matter the time, the money, or the season. Women like this refuse to see facts, logic, and reason. If she thinks women are oppressed and there's a gender pay gap, do yourself a favor and never play with her flaps.
That's not really a joke.
I disagree. I find it hilarious.
Number 22. If she says she's a princess, it's gonna make your butthole clinches. Aw, isn't it cute? Princess Pink thinks her shit don't stink. And while she's riding you for money, she's gonna be riding to men in the clink. She will give you nothing but guff, and no matter what you do, it'll never be enough. She will never say anything nice, and you will spend your life forever walking on thin ice. She will never lower her standards, and that is one hell of a long list. Until one day she turns 40, and fate has a twist. Men will only give her 7 to 10 minutes of their time, and that's got her pissed.
Emotional damage! Where's the therapy button?
But remember, ladies, this is life, and nothing says it has to be fair. So turn down your volume and turn away the accusing glare. Because we men, we're learning and we no longer care. So do us all a favor, listen to what I'm saying and take your lumpster. Instead of spending every Friday and Saturday night out back behind the dumb cumster screen fight.
She's a whore, yes, a whore, alas, a myth and lore.
Wow, that was a lot of rhyming, and to be honest, I'm kind of tired. Lee, you comedic genius, you're hired. Ladies who don't make this list, you are officially fired. Just like the entitled children that you sired.
Man, that's just mean. That's mean, man.
With that being said, I'm done now. My menagerie is almost empty, and I hope you enjoyed the video. If you enjoyed this material, please consider giving us a donation, because every little bit helps. If you go to the link tree below, you will see multiple ways to donate, or you can become a supporter. And if you do that, you get exclusive live streams every Sunday with me. And a special movie night once a month. Winning! So come join our drinking games. Like I have to twist your arm, right? Space Ghost is on. Wow, this is gonna be... They're gonna hate our guts for this one. They are going to hate our guts! Alright. We made a whole video on this diarrhea mouth. This is an actual phenomena. Yeah. Are they literally, you gotta let him talk to me like that? He's being so disrespectful. You need to do something. Like, what the fuck is this? Are you a boxing promoter or something? Shut the fuck up!